I'm your boy, your
mom. Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
And we came out to you and you're listening to Phoenix FM.
Let's go!
Let Phoenix FM be your soundtrack to the day.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now on with the 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntalanzi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 spin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Emmanuel Mamba, correspondent of PF General Conference. Police rescue 5 women from suspected human trafficking in Lusaka. Global News, fresh talks on Ukraine underway as U.S. insists it authored peace plan. Good evening. Welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. Patriotic Front senior member Emmanuel Mwamba has urged the party to postpone its planned general conference set for this month to late December or January 2026 in order to resolve internal disputes, finalize delegate lists, and put in place an electoral commission to oversee the process. Mr. Mwamba is calling for the de-escalation of rising internal tensions within the party, urging a swift return to unity and the reinstatement of officials recently removed from the Central Committee by acting president Given Luwenda. He says the PF is at a fragile moment that demands dialogue, restraint and renewed commitment to party cohesion. Mr. Mwamba notes that the abrupt postponement of a scheduled Central Committee meeting by Mr. Luwenda has fueled further disagreements with senior officials questioning both the timing and the lack of explanation. He adds that although the acting president acted within his authority when he suspended certain senior members, the move has widened divisions that could push the party towards deeper fragmentation if left unaddressed. Mr. Mwamba warns that the PF risks weakening itself at a critical time when it should be consolidating ahead of the 2026 elections.
All of us as senior leaders and our members are obliged by our constitution to respect the position of the acting president. As acting president, we should accord him due respect and recognize the powers that he has, that together with the Central Committee and all of us, we should run that party in a manner that rescues us from the clutches of President Hakainde Hichilema and launches us to, you know, an election in 2026. It is also important that we reschedule the conference, general conference schedule, because of the matters that have risen. We should engage in dialogue, appoint an electoral commission that should run the elections and agree on a date and mode of holding those elections.
The Zambia Police Service has successfully rescued 5 women, 4 of whom were allegedly lured from Mongu to Lusaka under false pretenses of employment. Western Province Police Commissioner Ray Hamonga says the victims, aged 18 to 25, were reportedly confined in a premises in Lusaka after being promised jobs as housemaids. In a statement, Mr. Hamonga has explained that the 4 young women from Mongo were lured to Lusaka by a suspect who promised them jobs as housemaids, but that upon arrival in Lusaka, the suspect confiscated their national registration cards and locked them in a fenced building. He says a relative of one of the victims reported the case to the police, leading to a swift rescue operation. Mr. Hamonga says says Zambia Police, through coordination between Mongo Central Police, the Anti-Human Trafficking Unit and Lusaka Division CID, successfully rescued the four victims together with an additional female, who have since been taken to a safe house in Lusaka where they are receiving necessary support. He says police are actively investigating the case and working to identify and bring the perpetrator to justice. In more news, President Hakainde Hichilema has announced that he will on Tuesday this week hold a press conference to address the nation on various issues, mainly among them political violence in the country. Speaking this afternoon when he officiated at the Evangelical Church in Zambia Diamond Jubilee Celebration Service in Matera constituency, President Hichilema says he will not allow the country to return to hooliganism and street fighting under his watch. He says there is no need for the country to begin experiencing violence, as is the case in other neighboring countries. The head of state says days where citizens and members of the public were attacked, killed, are long gone and should not return. Meanwhile, President Hichilema has highlighted the need for the church and government to continue working together and engaging in dialogue when there is a departure from any of them.
This country will not be allowed to return to vandalism, hooliganism, street fights in the bus stops, in the markets. I stand here to say, not under our watch. Not under our watch. It was a difficult life to lead those days. I know it better than many think. And how we lost our own members in our families. Shot at, killed in the name of political hooliganism, but carrying a more flamboyant, colorful way. I have a press conference on Tuesday. I'll be talking about this subject. I'll be addressing the nation on this subject.
In other stories, the Lusaka City Council, LCC, in collaboration with the Mandevu Mission District of the Midlands West Zambia Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist SDA Church, has today buried 40 unclaimed bodies at Chingwere Cemetery. LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyanda Bulumba says the SDA Church facilitated the burial by providing logistics such as coffins, blankets and chlorine, and conducted a church service at Mandevu Main SDA Church prior to the burial. Mr. Bulumba says the bodies had remained at the University Teaching Hospital UTH mortuary for an extended period, leading to congestion and an unpleasant environment, and as such, a 14-day public notice was issued, but with no claims made, the LCC and SDHH proceeded with a dignified burial. He says the local authority extends its profound appreciation to the SDA Church for this noble gesture and UTH management for facilitating the release of the bodies. Mr. Bulumba has further urged members of the public to respond to notices of unclaimed bodies to prevent similar situations in the future.
The local authority wishes to extend its profound appreciation to the SDA Church for this noble gesture, and we wish to call upon other churches and organizations to emulate the SDA Church in such acts of compassion. The bodies had been in the University Teaching Hospital UTH mortuary for quite some time, leading to, you know, congestion and unpleasant environment, and as such we issued a 14-day public notice. But with no claims coming forward by members of the public, we as the council and the SDA Church proceeded with a dignified burial in accordance with the Local Government Act number 2019 and the Public Health Act Chapter 295 of the Laws of Zambia.
The Mansa Taxi Owners Association has petitioned the Police Traffic Section and the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, to intervene in the growing problem of unlicensed motorbike operators in the district. According to the association chairperson, Chilufya Kandama, the situation has reached alarming levels, with accidents becoming a daily occurrence. Mr. Kandama notes that most motorbike operators lack licenses and proper safety measures, emphasizing the need for urgent attention to address the issue.
natu kwa ata ama sangkwa yengi sana muma nkaya chika hawa itatuinga tenda nedili nendela nda mairo kwa jasi jenika chike yo unendo afire shepa jatene mpamula nduwa kuchila hili wama onda ya isa yale ya